1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show. We're going to welcome on Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse because we are celebrating a family Christmas here on the Phil Henry Show. Family Christmas for all of you. Ted's going to be up
Frosty
here.
Frosty the Snowman
and,
was a jolly happy soul.
Just a great thing.
It's a corn cob pipe and a button nose and two eyes.
Right, you are, Phil.
How are you, Ted?
I'm doing really well and a very, very, very Merry Christmas to everybody. And who is this?
I don't know.
Is that an adult?
It's not an adult. I don't know who it is, but it's a nice Christmas song.
Well, a very Merry Christmas to everybody, Phil. And yes, it is going to be a very wonderful family Christmas. Really, the reason why... Hold on.
Live as he could be.
Is that an adult or not?
I think it's a kid.
That's a lot of burden lifted.
Yeah, okay, man. You thought that was the...
I didn't know.
All right, so what do we got going up?
Well, Phil, we want to really make Christmas a truly memorable family Christmas. Ted's of Beverly Hills is reminding everybody that this Christmas, a lot of families are going to be out shopping and caroling and going to parties, and there are four symbols that we want everybody out there to remember because we really want to focus on families this Christmas, Phil, and there are so many families that are going to be out and about as we get closer to Christmas. Of course, there's going to be an awful lot of Christmas shopping. And that's really what we want people to think about. So if I could, Phil, four things to think about. And one of them is the very round, almost piece-like symbol of the Mercedes-Benz. You know the one that I'm talking about.
And yeah, so you want me to think about four automotive symbols?
Well, four specific ones, though.
Okay, the Mercedes-Benz.
Then I want you to think about the elongated and encircled L that obviously is the symbol of the Lexus. Then I'd like you to think about the elliptical red symbol of something called the Lincoln Navigator. I'm sure you've seen that.
Well, that's the symbol of the Lincoln, but yeah.
All right. And finally, the round blue and white symbol of the BMW. Those four symbols, I want your listeners, Phil, to be especially on the lookout this holiday season, because guess what those are? You want to take a guess?
Those are symbols of cars.
They are also symbols of something else. They're symbols of the SUV, the sport utility vehicle. And so many families are going to be out in their SUVs this Christmas. Those four symbols, those four makes of SUVs are going to have a lot of children in them. And, yes, their parents who do operate in some of the if you have a parent who's driving an SUV like a Mercedes or a Lexus, they're probably operating in the upper echelons of business and are able to provide their children with that safety and comfort. So when you see a Mercedes SUV, when you see a Lincoln Navigator SUV, remember that the parent driving it probably owns a business and may employ one of your relatives. And that's so very, very important to remember. So let's go back and recap. This holiday season, when you see us, and I say us because my wife, by the way, Phil, my wife just got the Cadillac Escalade, the 2002.
And that is a beautiful car.
Yeah, she got the 2002.
How did she do the 2002?
Yeah.
They're not even making those.
They made one for Dolores. They did, and it's the only one. But my wife has a 2002, and we are so very, very proud of that. So when you see us out there, I would just ask you to to be careful.
And, okay, you're talking about holiday traffic safety.
I am talking about making it a family Christmas, though.
All right, when you make it a family Christmas by talking about people in car, you're talking about only four specific cars.
I'm talking about SUVs. Those are family vehicles. And when you see a family driving down the road at Christmas time, what I'm saying to your listeners is there's a good possibility that the guy or the woman driving that car may employ some of your relatives or may employ somebody, a friend of yours. So be extra special careful.
All right, what are the things that you're asking for people to do this Christmas? Now, because I don't hear you talking about any other kind of car,
Well, no, I'm not talking about any other kind of car because most of, for instance, the people listening to your show probably don't have those kind of SUVs and are able to get by with I've seen some families, if you go out here to, it's really a great thing, if you go out here to the eastern part of Los Angeles, you see some marvelous, marvelous families able to get eight or nine people in a Corolla, for instance. Just a marvelous thing for them to do that. I can afford, thank God, and there but for the grace of God go I can afford, thank God, to put my two children in a 350-horsepower, seven-seatbelt SUV, okay? And so,
all right, so make it a family Christmas. Watch out for the SUVs that are Mercedes and Lexus.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that I'm better than anybody, but I am Ted Bell, and the reason that I have that on my license plate, and the reason why I have Ted Bell on my license plate is when people know that it's me that's parking in front of their restaurant, when they see the car pulling in, they can immediately clear off a table for me. They can immediately begin to get my pants out of the back of the dry cleaners. For instance, when I pull into Starbucks, and the kids behind the counter see the license plate that says Ted Bell on it, they immediately get my cafe latte venti, decaf, and they know these things. They know them. And so,
all right, hold on for a second, Ted. Our number, by the way, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Ted Bell, and we're talking about this being a family Christmas. And while you're driving around, be extra mindful of the Lexus, Mercedes, BMW, and Lincoln Navigator symbol, because those are sports utility vehicles that will generally have children in them. You're making a point here, though, about how the people driving the SUVs may employ relatives of mine, or...
No, the people who have those kinds of SUVs... God, I love this song.
Do you know how he came to life
with Dave? I swear to God, that's an adult singing.
It's not. It's a kid. It's Cindy Brady, I'm just told. Is that right, Mike? All right.
Okay. Phew. Because it scares you when you hear that. Yeah. When you think, oh, those are adults. But what I'm saying, Phil, more than anything else, is that the SUV is the modern station wagon. There's kids on board.
Yeah, but you said the people driving the SUV...
The people driving the SUVs are employers. They're business owners. They're people that keep the money circulating. They may very well employ your mother or sister in a marvelous dry cleaning enterprise. And so I am saying, please be careful. And we've got a point-by-point thing. I don't know if we have time to get into it, Phil.
Go ahead.
First of all, number one, we do need parking spaces beyond the ordinary parking space. The Lexus, especially the Lincoln Navigator, need bigger and better parking spaces. So when you see one coming, move your car a little bit. We do have better paint jobs than you, so that when you swing your door open and you ding our paint job, not only is your insurance going to go up, but you're ruining a nice paint job on a car that, believe you me, is one of the great deals. The SUV also requires more gas, so we would appreciate it, even if you are gassing up, remove the nozzle, let us pull in, let us gas up, and then put the nozzle back in your car when we're done. And because SUVs sometimes travel in convoys, so we can save parking spaces for each other, but not always. And for instance, this Christmas, Phil, we're in a convoy with the Blattermans.
And oh, you're traveling in a convoy? What do you mean?
We've got five SUVs that will be going to to local malls.
And you guys travel in convoys to what, to save parking spaces?
That's right. And it has become so difficult. So this Christmas, remember, it's a family Christmas. And remember, all of us who have our children in our Lexus SUV, you know, we don't really want to see you get hurt if you run into our car. No, we're not going to get hurt because our car is like an armored personnel carrier if you want to get down to it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, I think that those things are so big and so substantial that no kid could get hurt in them.
No, our kids won't get hurt. But if you run into our car with your kids in your car, they could be crushed. And good God, I can't think of a worse way to celebrate the Christmas holiday than to have to get cut out of something with the jaws of life. So let's make it a family Christmas.
On his head he began to...
All right, 1-800-449-8686. It's a very good point that Ted's making there. Although I'm not sure he should be including everybody. He's talking about, yeah, and I would also say it's a bad way to celebrate Christmas having to be cut out of anything. especially using the jaws of life. But he's only talking about people who own SUVs. So make room for them. Is that what he's saying? 1-800-449-8686. If you see, well, this is the press release. If you see an SUV swinging into a parking lot, please begin to reassemble the parking so that we'll have a place to park. Also, because we require more gas, we would appreciate it if you see us pull into a gas station to stop gassing up your car, move it over to a far side of the lot, let us gas up, and as soon as we clear the lot area, then go back to the gas pump. That's what they're asking for a family Christmas, a family SUV Christmas. 1-800-449-8686. And I don't know, maybe it'd be interesting to get some calls from anybody who works for someone who owns a sports utility vehicle and how good you feel when you see them pull in, take money out of the cash register, then get back into their SUV with their four kids and leave while you're working on Thanksgiving. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, Merry Christmas to all of you. It's a family Christmas with Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul. With a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes.
Oh, she's right there. Right, back it up. Back it up.
What do you want me to...
Back it up.
I don't know what he means by... What do you mean?
Back it up and play that again, because I swear to... And forgive my language, but I swear to the Lord, the crucified Lord himself. Listen to that.
Listen to what?
Just a little. Hold on.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly happy...
Here it comes, right here.
With a corncob...
What is that?
That's Cindy Brady. She had a lisp.
Is that the little lisping one?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. Thank God.
Well, what did you think it was, man?
I don't know, but I didn't understand what she was saying at all. And forgive me, Phil. And
all right, well, let's get back. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills.
By the way, Phil, we've got our special Christmas coupons from Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. You can get a steak dinner and a Ted. And we have a special wrapping on our baked potatoes. As you know, Ted's of Beverly Hills, the very first restaurant to wrap baked potatoes in tinfoil. And we have special festive green and red wrapping on the baked potatoes. And if you come into our restaurant, we're hanging baked potatoes from our Christmas tree in the lobby.
That's tremendous.
So you can pull one off the tree as you come in.
And then what? Put it on the plate when you get, when you sit down?
Yeah.
Ted, you have got some marvelous promotions at your restaurant.
Well, this is a great one, Phil, because what we do is we bake the potatoes the night before. We let them sit in the refrigerator. Then we microwave them real quick. And then we hang them from the tree. And we tell the kids, gotta get your baked potato off the tree. Kids love it. There's nothing a kid loves more than going to a Christmas tree and pulling a baked potato off of it. It's just wonderful. And we're doing it at Ted's this year.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We are talking about SUVs. Families will be traveling in SUVs this Christmas, so make sure, and they're going to have kids in the car.
We will have kids in the car, yes, Phil.
And so make sure that you give them a parking, a lot of room for their parking space, as well as they need to gas up.
Well, there's an energy crunch. We need the gasoline more than somebody who's got a low miles per gallon. And please understand, when you see a luxury SUV taking up two or more parking spaces at the mall, be thankful that your relative's boss has money, because it means that they still have a job. So that's something else, Phil. When you see your boss's SUV parked at the mall, he has money to spend. That means you still have a job. And it's something that you, for instance, Phil, do you ever see Craig Kitchens?
I don't know what he drives, thank you very much.
What about David Hall?
I don't know what he drives either. And if I did, I wouldn't say. So if I see Craig at the mall, then I know that that I've got a job. Here is Jody. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi. How you
yes,
doing?
Yes, real good, ma'am. How are you?
I'm good.
Hi, Jody.
Thank you. Except for for this guy. What is up with him?
Just well, really, Jenny, what we're talking about is the fact that there are a lot of SUVs out there with kids in them.
You know, and you're all in the way. That's all I can tell you.
All right, I'm Ted Bell.
This pump thing, I...
No, ma'am, but I am Ted Bell, okay? I'm a business owner.
Ted.
I'm a business owner.
Ted,
I employ a lot of people.
I don't care what you own.
What kind of
you
car
own
do you
an
drive?
SUV, and that's a problem in itself.
What kind of car do you...
From my point of view.
What kind of car do you drive?
I have a little Corolla. And if
all
that,
right.
Let me tell you, when I go to the mall, I'm going to find a place where there's two spots, and I'm going to park right in the middle on the
well,
line.
Well, you know what? An SUV, a lot of them are four-wheel drive, and you put that into four low, and guess what happens to your Corolla? It goes right over the side.
Well, and guess what happens
and,
to your insurance,
you know,
Mr. Bell?
Well, if anybody sees me, if man, nobody, I'm telling you, Jody, let's stay friends, okay?
Don't piss me off.
Don't piss me off, okay? And park your car in front of me or any of your relatives. Just
well,
remember, your relatives are back steaming
pants. Your car with your Ted Bell thing on it, and
yeah.
I'm going to find you
I'll
one of these days, and
Jody,
I'm going to follow you to the gas station, and I'm going to pull
right.
it.
And by the way, Phil, Jody's relatives steam pants in the back of one of my friend's laundromat. So.
Great. Is this going to be contentious?
No, but I want people to understand, this is a family Christmas. What I'm saying is, when you see an SUV, it's someone who has... the wherewithal to employ people. I don't understand what the problem is.
I think the problem is some people see you as saying you're better than them.
Look, I'm Ted Bell, okay?
No, did you hear what I said? Some people think you're better than them.
If they think that I'm better than them, that's...
No, but they think you think that.
I'm Ted Bell. Okay?
You're Ted Bell. You have a restaurant.
I'm Ted Bell. I have a restaurant. I have...
All right, let me go to another call because I don't think you're understanding what I'm saying. Here is Brian on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, I cannot believe what I am hearing. I just want to pull off the side of the road and puke. Ted Bell, whoever you are, I've never heard of you, nor do I want
to
ever meet
you.
You are unbelievable.
Have you been to Beverly Hills?
You, if I saw your SUV the way that you think, I would slam my door right open on it. I drive a car. I pay taxes just like you do.
Of course
you are no better than me.
I didn't say
you're no better than the next guy.
I didn't say you didn't pay taxes.
You, the way you
talk,
you are an unbelievable jerk. And probably 95% of the listeners listening to this agree with me, and maybe 1% of
your... I think you're coming off, Ted. You're coming off, Ted.
With you.
You're coming off, Ted, a little pompous, okay?
How am I coming off?
Pompous.
I'm Ted Bell.
I can't. I don't care who Ted Bell is.
Oh,
Ted
you don't
Bell.
Even know
my
who I am.
Brian, big deal.
You don't know who I am. Okay,
it doesn't matter who you are. You're no better than the guy driving next to you who earns a living and pays taxes.
Do you wrap tinfoil around a baked potato?
I have three kids that drive, and I drive in a van. Big deal.
Do you wrap tinfoil around a baked potato?
No, I cook mine in a microwave.
Okay,
Ted,
if you ever have, I'm the guy that invented that. Now
who cares? Nobody cares,
don't you?
And you and your SUV can go and cram it because
well,
if
Ted,
anybody who knows you,
you got a van?
Would listen to you tonight would probably take a key down the side of your car because you're a jerk.
That's not going to happen. And you drive a van, is that what you said?
You're an idiot.
You drive a van?
You're an idiot.
Okay,
you're an idiot.
All right, sir. He doesn't.
He drives a van.
I think he said he does drive a van.
I feel very sorry for you.
Well, now, why would you feel sorry for a guy who just...
Because the SUV is the state-of-the-art station wagon of America today. I bet you the guy's got a plastic bubble window in his van, too. It's just...
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We got to cool down here just a minute. Let's take a break here because what's going on is there's the, you know, emotions are running a little high. We do have this announcement that he faxed over. Go to Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse this Christmas season and have the kids pick a baked potato off our tree. The whole family will enjoy our pre-baked potatoes. Bring it to the table, put it on the plate, and we'll give you all the fixings you want. Butter and chives. Sour cream extra. Jesus. 1-800-449-8686. And it says here, that's my gift to the community, Ted Bell. It's the Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show here. It is a family Christmas here on the Phil Henry Show as we talk to Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse about be careful of people who are in SUVs and the people who are, and I don't want any comment on whether this is an adult or not, okay?
No, I got it already.
Okay. We are talking about... You're right, I can't understand a word either.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying to you.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Ted Bell of Ted's of Beverly Hills about the SUVs that a lot of families are going to be driving. SUVs are very expensive.
SUVs are expensive, Phil, and therefore they are most probably being driven by people who are employing friends of yours, family members of yours. I can't impress upon my wife and my two sons, Camden and Royce, love to go to the Promenade Mall in Westlake Village. And all we are asking is if you see an SUV, if you see our Escalade, for instance, and we have a beautiful Cadillac Escalade, do what you can about getting out of the way because it's big, it's got a very expensive paint job, and we need parking. And if you see my wife and our two sons, Camden and Royce, pull in to get gas, just get out of the way off of the gas island until we gas up. And
can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
How many gallons does that thing take?
About 26.
26 gallons at, and I guess you get premium?
Of course.
Okay, so that's about, let's call that $2 a gallon.
All right.
That's over $50 of gas.
Wait a second, I can afford that.
I understand you can afford it, but that's a lot of freaking gas, and that's a lot of pump time is all I'm saying.
Well, but I can afford that. I'm Ted Bell, is all I'm saying.
All right, let me go to John on the Phil Henry Show.
I fill up two or three times a week.
Hey, Ted.
God.
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you to do something here real quick. Can you hear me all right?
Who am I speaking to?
This is John.
John, I'm Ted Bell. How are you?
I'm fine. Let me tell you something, buddy. That the people you're trying to push around...
But I get full service, so it's about $3 a gallon.
Listen, would you shut up and listen to me for a minute?
No. We're not going to get anywhere with you talking to me like that, okay?
Okay, listen.
You want to talk to me, you don't tell me to shut up, all right?
The people are you trying to push around are the people that are buying your product and putting the money in your pocket.
The people that come into my steakhouse, you can afford a $50 steak, is that it?
Yes, I can.
What do you do?
I'm a truck driver. I'm in six figures. My wife drives an SUV.
I'm not talking about the steak you get there at the Mid-America truck stop, okay?
No.
Wait a second.
My wife drives an SUV. I drive a brand new Dodge four-wheel drive pickup, and I don't drive anything like what
you're
talking
about. What kind of SUV you want good?
Pardon me?
What kind of SUV does your wife have?
She's got a GMC Yukon.
Well, that's
$5,000.
Those are nice. That GMC Yukon's nice. It's got the GPS. Has she got that package? Those are sweet.
Yeah, the Cadillac you're talking about is a Yukon.
They're sweet, Ted.
Isn't that like the Escalade? The Escalade's got the GPS.
Yukon,
I'll tell you what, right now, I'd get my wife a Yukon. I love those things.
You betcha.
I can afford it. 55 G's, huh? It's out of my range.
I drive a brand new Dodge Ram four-wheel drive.
All right, so what I'm saying, I'm speaking on behalf of you, then. I'm saying get out of John's wife's way.
No.
Although you are a truck driver, and that's rough.
What's wrong with that?
No, I'm not going to play down to people that way.
I got a 2002, okay?
She got a 2001.
I got a 2002 driver's side ejection.
You know, big deal.
Big deal?
Yeah. You talk about getting out of people's way.
Have you got an
ejector
seat?
Get out of my way when I'm driving a semi. How's that sound? You talk about big. I'm a hell of a lot bigger than you are.
Yeah, but I'm quicker. I'm quicker than you. And by the way, have you got an ejector seat in your car?
Don't need an ejection seat.
Well, guess what, brother? The 2002 Escalade's got one.
Bull crap.
I swear to God.
I swear. And when somebody hits the button.
You calling me a liar?
You're a jerk.
You calling me a liar?
I'm calling you a jerk.
But you are calling me a liar.
Yeah.
So that's a step up.
What are you saying, okay? Are you saying that your Cadillac has an ejection seat?
You know, it must be tough. You gone all day. Your wife lonely at home. No man.
No, I'm home every day.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. You don't know how much you know about my business.
You said you're a truck driver. I assumed that you hauled stuff over the country, across country.
Not all truck drivers drive over the country. So you don't know what you're talking about.
How long are you gone during the day?
Pardon me?
How long are you gone during the day?
I'm gone for 9 hours a day.
Your wife sitting home alone, lonely?
No, she's very happy. She knows exactly where I'm at, and I know where she's at.
Postman coming around.
What are you trying to do?
What a jerk. Where's your wife at when you're out at your restaurant? Well, you know, what's the difference?
I don't care. But anyway.
Yeah, there you go. That's the
difference. You're a hell of a man. Well, like I said, just remember, it's the little people you're putting down that's putting money in your freaking cash register.
All right,
I'm trying to
help you at Christmas time. I'm trying to say get out of your wife's way when she's trying to gas that Yukon out. How many gallons does that thing take?
40 gallons.
40 gallons?
Yes,
and you're calling me a gas hog fill at 26.
Hey, look, man, all I'm saying is that's a whole lot of juice to be putting in. 40 gallons at $2 a gallon. I mean, it's an $80 gas up right there, okay?
Yeah.
And you're
she
putting.
Can afford it.
Say, listen, you want to come over to Ted's Beverly Hills? Are you in the California area? You come out to Beverly Hills, you got a free steak dinner on me. Bring the kids, they can pick a baked potato off the tree. It's a great deal at Ted's Beverly Hills. You think it's funny, huh? Now he's laughing at my face.
I would lower myself to come to your
restaurant. Now you're pissing me off. See,
oh, well.
Before.
I'm being pissed on.
Anyway, thanks for calling.
Hello.
He's not there anymore, okay? I don't want to get into it.
The guy's pissing me off.
Well, he may be pissing you off. You're the guy saying, hey, you know.
I was telling that guy I was helping him.
Here's Phil on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello, Phil.
Phil, yeah.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Fine.
Hi. Ted.
Yes, sir.
You know,
you're laughing,
an amazing
okay?
guy. It's
you
really,
understand what I'm saying?
And God has blessed you, probably, you know, to have what you have. But you could be a little humble. Why would people want to pull up
humble.
The islands to let you gas up?
Because of the fact...
If you feel that detachable about your car, then you should wait until the islands are free.
Can I ask you a question?
And then pull up and get it.
First of all, I'm Ted Bell.
Way away and take two or three spots.
I'm Ted Bell.
Well, I realize who you are.
Well,
I don't know who you are.
You get away.
I'm from Pennsylvania, so I don't know where you are.
No, what I do is I pull in.
Yeah.
I roll the window down. I generally go to the same place where I gas up. It's a Chevron station. I go, I'm Ted Bell. Generally, people will move off the island so we can get it gassed up.
Well, that's because I guess wherever you are, you're a celebrity. You know,
absolutely.
In that particular area.
But no, where are you at?
I'm in Lebanon, Pennsylvania.
And you don't know who I am?
No.
You've never heard of Ted Bell?
Honestly, no, except I turned on the radio, I went shopping, and I heard your comments.
Well, but what I will say is I am Ted Bell.
Uh-huh.
I have that on. I've got a candy apple red BMW with the aluminum spoke wheels, and I have a convertible.
Well, I mean, God,
what,
like
what
I
is
said,
that got,
God
what's,
bless you.
What's
but,
that got to do with anything?
But I have... I'm Ted Bell on my license plate, so that when I pull into a restaurant, they immediately are dusting off the booth for me.
Are they?
Yeah,
well,
it's really neat.
That's great, but, really, you got some ego, buddy.
All I'm saying is this Christmas season, with all of so many families out there in SUVs, and, again, my hat's off to those families that can stick. You want to be out in California, Phil, because you can get, a lot of these guys get 10, 12 other relatives crammed into a Datsun, you know. Probably like a lot of the people out in your area, you know. And I think it's just really a beautiful. Oh, God.
Well, I guess we got to go.
What's this chick saying?
Yeah, thanks a lot, sir. Thank you. Turn that off! Sorry, I didn't mean to yell.
Holy Christ, what got into you?
I just don't want to hear Cindy Brady stumble her way through the word corn cob again, if you don't mind.
Yeah, it's really weird. She goes, with the corn cob pipe, she can't get that out. I think that kid was molested. But I do.
You're starting to bug me.
Well, I think she's got a sexy voice.
You're bugging me. St. Clair on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi,
ma'am.
Pardon
me for... Could you turn your radio down, too?
Okay, yeah, hang on.
You have your radio turned up in the background.
I'll handle it, Ted.
All right. Hello?
We're here.
I'm sorry.
Yes, go ahead.
I'd like to talk to Ted.
Yes, ma'am. Ted Bell, how are you?
Hi, I'm actually kind of sick.
Well, I'm sorry to hear. I hope it isn't anything that I did.
Actually, as a matter of fact,
I guess it is. Okay. That's the kind of day I'm having. What I'm trying to say, Kathy, is that...
Let her make her comment first.
Has he ever worked? Have you ever actually worked like people in your restaurant?
The way the people in my restaurant do?
Huh?
You mean like...
Have you ever worked in your entire life?
I'm Ted Bell.
Yeah, well, like I said,
well, I don't know. What's so funny about that?
Have you ever worked? Have you ever picked up a shovel?
Have you?
Yes, I have.
What have you done?
I used to do construction work. I used to do all kinds of crap.
Like what?
Like construction work.
Okay, what was that?
Well,
digging ditches and all kinds of crap.
Really, what I have
to say... So what? Look, I make more money than you. So look, for all your construction work, you're doing what you do. I'm Ted Bell.
You wouldn't make that money if it weren't for them people doing construction work. You wouldn't be driving your SUV down the road if it weren't for people like my husband driving.
If it wasn't for your husband, if it wasn't for me, your husband wouldn't be hauling steaks. What does he do, haul steak?
Excuse me?
Does your husband haul baked potatoes?
No, my husband puts the groundwork for your $400,000
okay,
houses.
Go. If it wasn't for me, your husband wouldn't have a job, because I'm the guy
I'm sorry. If it wasn't for my husband, you wouldn't have a house.
Wrong.
You wouldn't have roads. You
well, it's the chicken or the egg.
If it wasn't for me, I wouldn't be hiring your husband to expand my backyard out.
No, if it wasn't for us, honey, you wouldn't have that money to spend on
it. If it wasn't for me, you wouldn't have been able to put the chain link fence up this Christmas.
You wouldn't have the money to spend on it if it weren't for people like us that are putting food in your mouth.
You wouldn't have gotten that flock tree, and if it wasn't for me, you wouldn't have the new chain link fence.
Sorry,
so I'm the one who gives you the Christmas goose. Don't you get it?
You don't give nobody nothing. If it weren't for people working in your restaurant, you wouldn't have any money, honey.
Listen, Mrs. Cratchit.
You would be doing the work.
Wait a second.
Let's just say, do you have a double wide?
Don't go down that road, okay? Look, the lady's making a point. And I realize economically we're talking about what came first, the chicken or the egg. Was it the chicken? Was it the egg?
It was the man who got off his butt and actually done something, not the one sitting in the office saying, bring
me
my money.
I'm Ted Bell.
So? I'm Kathy. But
that
don't mean that. No, I'm sorry. We're not here for you, honey.
Are you the Kathy from the comic strip? Because otherwise, I don't know who you are.
Wait, all she got to do
is... Oh, God.
Hey, Kathy, do me a favor. What's Cindy Brady saying here? Seriously.
Frosty the Snowman. He's saying Ted Bell needs to get a life.
Listen. There it is. Oh, my God, she's choking on corn cob. I wonder if I could book Cindy Brady to sing in the lounge at Ted's. Because the thing that...
All right, I'm done with him. Thank you very much, ma'am, for your call.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. 1-800-449... Book Cindy Brady to sing in the lounge at Ted's.
Must have been some.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show.
Wait a minute, I got it.
What?
That was Chatty Cathy. She's the famous.
And the children say he could laugh and
play
just the same.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. I'm supposed to come in right after that woo part, I guess. When Craig was putting together the bumper music for our show, he put it together with the mind to certain what we call signature moments, certain posts that one has to hit. And that woo is the post. Lynyrd Skynyrd, Gimme Three Steps, cool song, and it's really a dumbass song about some guy dancing with some chick in a bar, and the next thing you know, her boyfriend comes to the front door with a gun. And Skynyrd used to write a lot of songs and perform a lot of songs about that kind of thing, didn't they? Basically, the guy's dancing with the wrong girl, and the guy comes through and wants to shoot him. He pees his pants, and water fell on the floor is a lyric in that song. My water fell on the floor. And a fine band, although I think that, you know, Street Survivors really was a step up for them. And they stopped doing that three-chord boogie-woogie, my water fell on the floor stuff. And they started singing about, well, the same crap, but, you know, with different, I just better music or something. I don't know what I'm... And then they died. They put out a good album, and then they died. Anyway, 1-800-449-86... Well, don't look at me, man. Wasn't my fault. I wasn't flying that plane. I'm not the guy gassing it up, speaking of gassing things up. I guarantee you guys, if any of you listening to me, any of the surviving members, I would have put plenty of gas in the tank that night. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Global temperatures continue to rise putting the year 2000 on record as one of the warmest years since 1860 and prompting a number of extreme weather events. I keep hearing about this global warming and how things, you know, things are going to start to melt. Have you seen the snow that's been falling back in the Midwest lately? Have you seen the reports? Every year, there's another traffic jam. Every year, there's some guy scraping his windshield. Every year, there's another guy standing there near the frozen freaking Chicago River, whatever it is. Melissa, are you going out to Cincinnati this weekend? You're heading out for the Christmas holidays, right? Did you see the ball games? I got DirecTV, which, you know, I don't want to brag, but oh, God, do I love that NFL package. God, do I love it. So I'm getting all the games anyway. And I don't, you know, I'm looking at the big games. I mean, I was checking out some important games, the Miami-Indianapolis game, but then I came across two games. I said, I've got to watch these games. And it was the Cincy and Cleveland games. And the Cincinnati game, there was snow all over the field, but no snow falling. The Cleveland game was awesome. There was snow on the field and huge-ass blizzard flurries blowing. You couldn't see anything. You couldn't see the benches. And I lingered, I must say, for a while watching that rotten, stinking game. I don't know who was, I can't even remember who Cleveland was playing. I know they lost because the team stinks. But it was so cool to watch the snowfall in a football game, you know, and everybody likes that. And I don't know whether I'd want to be sitting in it. I have friends of mine who say, oh, there's nothing like, man, Phil, you should have seen a football game, which just closed down, by the way, this past weekend, Three River Stadium, the legendary Three River Stadium. And my producer, Mike Schaefer, being a Steeler fan, and he had opened his mouth once about Three Rivers shutting down. Well, you didn't say nothing about it, man. You feel bad? Well, they're building one next door. Is it going to be called Three Rivers or is what, Four Rivers? End of Tradition Stadium is what they should call the new one. But they had, I had friends who grew up in Pittsburgh would say there was nothing in that very distinct Western Pennsylvania kind of swallow your L fashion. There's nothing like going to a game of Three Rivers, Phil. These guys would go out there with no shirt on, you know, and fueled by Yukon Jack, fueled by a bottle of Yukon Jack, standing in the end zone where Jarella's Gorillas used to stand with no shirt on, freezing their ass. Well, I don't know whether they're freezing their asses off. They're so drunk, they don't even know that they're frostbitten. They're so drunk, they don't know that they're like a minute away from death. They're going to die. Their heart's going to stop beating, and they're just, woo! And there's something about me that wishes I grew up there. And then I think a little bit more about it. And there's something about me that also is glad I didn't. Because I frankly loved sitting there in the Coliseum weekend after weekend. Then later on at Anaheim Stadium with the sun baking my Irish face. The sun, I had seats on the opposite side at Anaheim on the 20-yard line. So the sun would just bake just all afternoon. I'd come away with a third-degree burn, permanent scarring. And watching that rotten, stinking team. Now they move to St. Louis, and they're world beaters. Although this year, they're back to their old ways. This is a team I can love. This is a Ram team I can love, choking it up with a week to go in the season. I love you guys. There's a Ram team that we're all familiar with in Anaheim, man. Choking it out, baby, with a week left. They're going to miss the freaking playoffs. If the Rams of old have anything to say about it. Phil Hendry Show.